76ers exact some revenge on those New York Knicks on their home court, winning 125-114 as Joel Embiid puts down 50 points, a career playoff high for the big man. Tyrese Maxey works for his 25 at Wells Fargo Center. And with the win, the Sixers cut New York's lead to 2-1 in the best-of-seven Eastern Conference playoffs. So they claw their way back in Game 3, surge in the second half of tonight's game. And KYW's Nina Baradi at Wells Fargo, where Sixers fans enjoy the rebound.
There was a lot of pressure for Game 3 after the Philadelphia 76ers lost their first two games in New York against the Knicks. Fans especially went into Thursday's game feeling the pressure.
We're going to do it. We have to do it.
Superfan John Ruggiano, originally from South Philly, says he's been rooting for the Sixers since he was 13. The team means absolutely everything to him, and he showed it at the game wearing fan gear literally from head to toe.
I mean, I got logos on my back. I got championship rings. I got everything. I mean, I'm the ultimate fan. My license tags on my car, Sixers, everything. So my whole life is them. I die if they lose.
The Sixers were greeted in South Philly to an arena of incredibly loud fans who helped drown out the cheers of the Knicks fans that made the drive for the game. With a final score of 125-114, fans like Arnold Payne have confidence the Sixers can advance in the playoffs.
Right team, right city, right time.
At the Wells Fargo Center, Nina Baradi, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Game 4, Sunday at 1 in the afternoon, also at Wells Fargo Center.